Well, we got a Stokes Creek out here, then we got a Sugar Creek out there, then we got a Bryant Creek out there. We got a lot of different creeks that we call, you know.
What about bayous?
Well, we got bayous up and down this river here. There's one of the bayous up here, there's one of the big bayous that comes into the river. It's called the Wayne Bayou. And we got another one up there then on for about a mile or so from that one on up there. It's called what they call the Fur Bayou, and it's the Otwell Bayou, and just like that, you know.
What river?
Different name by different people that lived in that area way back in times.
What different rivers are there?
Just the Washita and the Biff River here, handy.
And say if you had a heavy rain, maybe down a slope, the water, it cut sort of a... wash the land away,
it
cut out a little?
Oh, it cuts a ditch across there and your soil is gone.
What if it cuts the ditch gets bigger and bigger and finally it's a real deep
area?
You call it a...
Gets to be a regular canal, don't it?
And a small rise in land would be called a...
ridge.
Okay, or say someone's house sets up on a...
ridge.
Okay. Anything else besides a ridge?
Well, it all depends whether it be called a hill or a ridge, you know. Sometimes they call it hills.
What's the difference?
The hills are the highest.
To open a door, you take hold of the door.
Knobs.
Do you ever use the word knobs about land?
I don't know about it.
And something a whole lot bigger than a hill would be a...
mountain.
And the rocky side of the mountain that drops off real sharp.
Well, this where I was hunting that out there, we call them steep places cliffs.
Okay.
So that they come off.
You call that a what?
A cliff.
And up in the mountains where the road goes across in a low place, you call that a...
valley.
Well, if it's still up high, it would be a...
it's still up high, it'd be a valley.
And gunfighters on television, for every man that they kill, they take out their gun and cut a little... make a little V-shaped cut, they cut out a little... What do you have to do to a tree if you're going to chop it down? But you figure out the direction you want it to fall in and then you...
oh, you underbed it for your tree and chop out the underbed the way you want a tree want to fall, and then you use, when you're cutting the tree down, well, then you which side you want it, if you want to fall further to your left or fall further to your right, you cut the other side off closer than you do that side, and it swings your tree.
And a place where boats stop and where freight's unloaded is called a...
landing.
And if you had a string that was flowing along and it dropped off and went over several feet, you'd call that a...
waterfall.
And what different kinds of roads are there?
Roads?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we got public roads, sediment roads, individual roads. We got all kinds of them.
What are the different roads?
Dirt roads, gravel roads, blacktop roads, concrete roads. We got all kinds of them.
What are blacktop roads made out of?
I'm like that fellow where the engineers come in here one time, was telling about, he was making that stuff and couldn't find what it was. Said the old doctor was standing there and he said, Sam, he said, what is that stuff? He said, Lord, how many the white folks are amosite? That's what they call amosite. So that's the way it got its name, amosite.
What would you call a little road that turns off the main road?
It's a community, generally a community, it's some community road.
Okay. And a road that's got trees or a fence on both sides? Maybe between two pastures, you'd have a...
well, that's a general rule. That's a separation of somebody's property.
Would you have a name for...
called a lane.
Uh-huh. Does a lane have to have something on both sides of it?
That's right. Supposed to.
What about a road that leads up to somebody's house?
Well, you wouldn't call that a lean.
What would you have?
And I don't know what you go like this out here, mine.
Uh-huh.
All I know is just that's just my road that comes into my house. That's all of it.
And a road in town is called a
street.
And something along the side of the street to walk on.
Sidewalks.
And the strip of grass between the sidewalk and the street is called a
sometimes it's called a mess.
And you're walking along the road and an animal jumped out and scared you. You say, I picked up a